Well, good morning. Good morning, our Master's Call family. This is Brenda Terrell here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, where it is 38 degrees, hallelujah, and we are going to honor the Lord on this Wednesday morning. We're so grateful that each and every one of you have joined us today, and we are excited about what God is doing in each of our lives. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you. We honor you. We praise you. We glorify your name, O God, for being the Most High God. Besides you, there is none other. We thank you, Father God, that honor and glory is before you, and your strength is even within us. We thank you, Father God, as we come before you with praise and thanksgiving and giving your name the glory that's due you. We thank you, Lord God, for our Dr. P.K. Roberts as she traveled to Alaska, Lord God, and her husband. We thank you, Father God, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our loving mother eagle. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in their lives as they carry forth this call day by day. We glorify you, O God, for each individual that's on the call this morning. We know, Lord God, that as they honor you, Father God, that you will honor them, Lord, with your peace, your joy, your goodness, your mercy. And we thank you, hallelujah, for the speaker that's going to come forth this morning with a powerful message. And, Father, we are here to hear what the Spirit has for us this morning. We thank you for anointing that speaker in such a manner, Lord God, that, Lord God, you will bless her in such a special way. We thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift that's coming from you on this day and the days to come. In Jesus' name we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, it's definitely been a pleasure and an honor to greet you this morning, and I will now turn it over to our wonderful host. Host, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Tiffany Al Songberg. God bless you. Take it away.
God bless you, Mississippi Queen, Prayer General, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us on this morning. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer. Let us go forward on this call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Inglewood, California, and I greet each and every single one of you on this Wednesday morning with the warmest of kingdom greetings. I see my prayer general says that it's like very chilly over there, which she loves that weather, but over here in California it's a little chilly too. But I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. So hopefully you feel some warmth out here, and we welcome you to the Master's Call on behalf of our phenomenal co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, where they have been serving here on the Master's Call for over 7 years. Hallelujah. This call started back on October the 25th of 2010. We have been enriching, empowering, and enhancing lives as we began our day here on the Master's Call with the Master. And so if you are joining us for the first time, we welcome you to the Master's Call, and we pray that you will continue to come with us each and every single day at this divine and appointed hour. Also, I want to let you know that this call is a little bit different from others. Why? Because we have a website. And on our website, all of our messages have been archived, and we have different information for you on our website. So we invite you to please, please, please go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see that all of our messages have been archived on our website. Also, if you have been here listening in on the Master's Call and you've been feasting at the buffet table, and maybe God is positioning you and purging you and pushing you to do something new as we end 2017 strong and get ready, prepare ourselves for 2018. Well, there are opportunities for you here on the Master's Call. You could greet like Brenda just did, or you can host like I'm doing right now, or maybe there's a message in your belly that you want to share with the masses. Well, you have that opportunity too. And so I would ask that you would send an email to info@themasterscall.com. info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general or our mother eagle will respond to you. Each and every single day, we have the opportunity to head over to the new morning motivational call. And so today is Awareness Wednesday, and they will be discussing the phenomenal Flanagan's will be discussing memory problems. So if you have anything going on with your memory, please dial 712-770-4005 and use the PIN code 294617 pound. Please save the date, March 9th, 10th, and 11th in L.A. So you'll be coming over here with me at the LAX Sheraton Hotel. The Artist Extravaganza 2018 will be taking place. So you want to make sure that you get registered. It's only $29. So please register today. Bring a friend. Invite a foe. Whatever is necessary, make it happen. And we want to see you at Extravaganza 2018. And so let's hear what the Lord would have for our mighty messenger this morning. And who am I talking about today who will be coming forth to bring the message? Well, I'm talking about one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call. We so affectionately call her our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who will be coming by way of Prairie View, Texas. I'm not going to go all through her bio, but I'm just going to let you know that she is victorious. She is anointed. She is noble. She is efficient. She is saved. She is sanctified, and she is anointed. She has an engineering background. She affectionately takes care of her mother, Mother Josie, who we love and we adore. And so this morning, without further ado, the next voice that you will hear will be a voice that comes straight in the prophetic, in the practical, and is pure, none other than the phenomenal and amazing Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you out there, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I am. Good morning. I'm so humbled by your introduction and so honored to have your love. We love you, our songbird, Minister Tiffany, and appreciate all you do early in the morning out there on the West Coast. And we are anxiously looking forward to celebrating our 2018 extravaganza with you in March. Thank you for hosting the call with such a spirit of love and excellence. And to the Mississippi Queen, our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, good morning, and thank you for the hospitality and just showing that big heart of love as each and every caller came on the line. We are grateful for both of you. I tell you, when we started this journey, Dr. PK and I have been so humbled, so honored by the awesome men and women of God that the Lord has put on our team, because you can't have any vision and accomplish it all by yourself when you're implementing it. So we are so grateful for the anointed women of God, men of God who have been a part of this journey. Well, I'm excited to bring a word from the Lord today. Always seek to be in his presence, to have my ear on the heartbeat, the pulse of God. These last couple of days, what prophets are supposed to do is always hear, not just an individual personal prophecy, which sometimes we in America have been so spoiled with, but to be concerned with the things of the nation, the country, the mindset for God. And if you look in the scripture, most times prophets were assigned to the leaders so that they could speak to their hearts and they could understand the direction. And I knew God spoke very clearly to me to really be praying about this country, about the election, and I was last night, just been in prayer all day yesterday for God's will to be done, whether you're Democratic, Republican, Independent, or just happy to be here. That doesn't matter. It's the mandate. It's the mission of God that we want to go forth. And so in our individual lives, we have some things that we must do to birth the will of God in the land. And I'm going to teach this morning. It's part of a series, and whenever I get the chance to come back again, I'll finish the other part. God gave this to me years ago, and as I was in his presence just praying in the spirit this morning, which way to go, he made me go back to one of my old files and pull up an old message that I know has a fresh anointing on it, because it simply is entitled, We Must Ask, Seek, and Knock to Receive the Blessings of God. We must ask, seek, and knock to receive the blessings of God. But the twist that God gave me, I should say, the revelation that he made me understand was, God's people have sometime in these last 15, 20 years have been so illiterate of the word, so ignorant. And ignorant is different from stupid. Stupid is you know better and you still choose to do wrong. Ignorant is you just don't know. Many of us love God, but we're not, we don't have roots in his word like we should. And we ask things that often contradict the word of God. And God is not schizophrenic. God is not hormonal like we may be sometimes. He's never going to violate his word. And so as I've been praying about our theme this year, even, wow, and two, I think I've been so reflective because Friday, woo, I'll hit that big 6-0, and I'm grateful to God for 60 years of life. I think I still look cute to be 60. All right, hallelujah. And it made me really reflect this year, my life, where we're going as a country, where we're going as an artist life family. And I'm going to talk this morning on We Must Ask. I'm going to deal with how you ask God, how you approach God. It's not your boo. It's not a daddy do list where, God, I can ask you and you should do it. And we know the text scripture in Matthew 7:7 that says, if you want to ask and seek and knock, God will hear you. But there's a way to ask God. There's a reverence when we approach God that many of us have not lined up with. Many of us have not been obedient to. Our prayers have been very self-centered. What do you mean by that, Dr. V? Well, when we pray, we're praying for us four and no more. We're very much territorial, tribal. You see it in how we handle our affairs. We see it especially in some of the political decisions, some of the social setups. And tribal in itself is not bad, but when tribal lets spirits come in that don't line up with the fruit, the character of God, NASA, we've got a problem. So we're going to talk today about the true attributes scripturally of asking God. He wants you to come boldly, as Hebrews teaches us in that fourth chapter, come boldly to the throne room of God. He wants us to ask, as he tells us in John 15, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, then you can ask anything of me, and I'll give it to you. And many of us skip over that simple part, if my word abides in you. And I think that's why I love every Wednesday night in my church teaching Bible study, because I love to see the light come on in people's eyes when they finally get it. I think that's why I pursued that master's in Christian education, because once you're educated, and this is what our forefathers of the African culture, of African-Americans, understood why education is so important. Because once you get educated, once you get taught, what you learn, what you know, and then when the fiery darts of life, when the hiccups of life, when the setbacks of life come, if you've been educated and you know it, then you can pick yourself up and go build it again. May not want to, but you'll be able to because you've learn. So we're going to talk about the attributes of asking. Again, we're talking about we must ask, seek, and knock to receive the blessings of God. See, you have to believe when you ask, then you can expect to receive. See, every day we should have an attitude of asking, believing that when we ask according to the word of God, we shall receive the promises of God. That is his promise. That is his word. Believe with all your heart. Ask in confidence. Ask in faith. Remember our theme for this year. Faith means confident expectation. It was in 2017. By faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. And many times people would quote the theme and say, in 2017, God is manifesting. No. By faith, that's the bridge. That's the tool. That's the key. God is manifesting our goals and dreams. But we have to ask in faith. See, we start off as children of God knowing we, as the King's kids, have the favor of God. And with our unmerited favor, our attitude, our mindset should always start off with a spirit of humility and a posture of being thankful. No matter what state our life may be in right now, we are still here. Many started off with us at the beginning of 2017 in January, and they're not here now. I was so grateful. So they're talking to my mother the other day, 94 years young, and so blessed when Mother Oliver, at 102 years young, get on this call. And as a pastor, man, I've done more homegoing celebrations this year than I care to remember. And every time I was blessed, and when we think about the deposits they made in their circles of influence, and most of them, many of them were matriarchs and patriarchs who really did lead godly lives. And I know I'll see them again, but tomorrow is not promised. But when we ask knowing that we have something we must do, then we can ask God to do what we cannot do. So no matter what your state of life is, right now, you are still here. There's breath in your body. The mercies are new every morning. And with God, we can always turn things around, especially when we understand the power of just asking our Daddy God, according to his word, for the desires of our heart. Now in Philippians 4, that seventh verse says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, and be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. So starting in verse 6, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. In other words, stay positive. Choose to have an attitude that looks for the good no matter what, believing that when we ask and believe, we shall receive. See, another component of asking is anticipate the adversaries. Anticipate the adversaries. Got to get our attitude right first, but then come in with the mindset, anticipate that the devil is the devil. What do you mean by that, Dr. D? Well, get a mindset. Be a worshiping warrior. Remember that we have read the back of the book, and it is a fixed fight. So anticipate with the adversity the answer, and that we will win. As I have often heard Marilyn Hickey say, the promise takes care of the problem. Ask God so his promises can address and conquer every problem. Let me say that again. The promise of all those many promises of God and his word, it'll take care of the problem. But we got to do our part and ask. That's the system God set up since the fall of Adam. We have to ask God so his promises can address and conquer every problem that the enemy sends our way. We all got ministering angels. Psalms 103, that 103rd division of Psalms, that 20th verse, talks about angels that hearken to the word, to the word, to the word. Not just your feelings, not just our attitudes, not just what we think. They hearken to the word of God. That's the system set up. Hebrews 1, it talks about 14th verse about our ministering angels. They're ready to fight in our behalf. We have so many biblical examples of adversity coming in the lives and situations of the men and women of God. But their attitude, grounded in grace, allowed them to hear the plan of God and then walk out the strategy from heaven. It allowed them to manifest the will of God here on earth. And as we read our Bibles and are guided and encouraged through from that, we know that these promises, God will back them up even now. So what are we saying? Keep God's attitude so you can overcome every adversity that the devil tries to throw at you. See, I know many of us are saying, I don't know, because it's December 13th, and I've been believing for some things since the beginning of the year, and it hadn't manifested, but do an honest inventory check. How many times have you expressed your doubts that killed the faith that was trying to fight for your future? How many times did we grow weary in well-doing and not truly obey the next step that God had said? Oh, if he made a promise, he's a God that cannot lie. His word says in Isaiah 55:11, his word will not return void. He's good for it. He'll do what he said he's going to do, but we have a part. We have a part when we ask to do what we're supposed to do. Talking this morning, we must ask, seek, and knock to receive the blessings of God. Believe, ask, then expect to receive. So now, going right along with the right attitude, we can begin to embrace that God is what? Able, and gives you and I the ability through the Holy Spirit to achieve. That's our Holy Ghost AAA. That God is able, and he gives you and I the ability. And with the eyes of faith through the Holy Spirit, we know we'll achieve our dreams and desires as they line up with his will. See, we serve an all-knowing, all-powerful God who is able. Pastor Psalmist John P. Key wrote a song that was huge in the 90s called He's Able. And it reminds us that when we ask, God is able to respond. And our asking activates the heavens. That's why every morning on our morning motivational call, when Queen Victoria says, put your name in it, and you just go, baby, you're not activating. Open your mouth and do what the word says to do when you ask, and decree and declare, as Job 22 tells us to do in that 27-28 verse, decree a thing, declare it, and it shall be established. Activate the heavens. Say what God says about you, knowing his word won't return void. Oh, like Daniel, the enemy may try to hold up the manifestation, but if you keep your determination, you'll see a Holy Ghost demonstration of his power. When we ask, we're activating the heavens. Then we see that Ephesians 3, that 20th verse. Now unto him that is what? Able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we what? Ask or think. But here's your disclaimer. It's according to the power that worketh in us. If little power, as old saints used to say, power. If little power is working in you, then you won't see the awesome power come forth. Work those faith muscles. Say only what God says about you. We are God's instruments here on earth. He gives us the choice and the ability to do great things. 1 Peter 4, that fourth verse says, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Christ Jesus, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. When we believe it, having an attitude of gratitude, we can achieve it, the goals, the dreams, and desires. All we're talking in this series today, we must ask in faith, seek, and knock to receive the blessings of God. When you believe, and you ask, then put your expector up, your antenna expectation up to receive. So next time we get together, we're going to go on and talk about how we do that when we seek and we knock. But today, decide to get in the word and get the scripture to line up and back up as you ask God, believing, not wavering, knowing that God, our God, is able to do that exceeding abundantly above, more than we could ever ask or think. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for such a powerful and on-time word this morning. May God continue to bless you and elevate you is our prayer. Let us go ahead and pray over our prayer request that we have here right now. Father, we just bless your holy name. We magnify your holy name. We give honor to you, O God, because you are amazing. And so we thank you for another day that you have allowed for us to wake up in. We thank you, God, that we have the strength to do all things because you have given it to us. And we thank you that we have the ability to walk into another day full of potential, full of possibilities, full of miracles. And so we go out with anticipation and expectation that something great will happen for each of us today. And as we go through this day, God, we go with a smile on our face. We go with Jesus' joy. And so we will be the light in this dark world. And so right now I come lifting up Minister Ada Grace to you, Father. You are the healer. You are the ultimate healer. And so we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would just touch her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. I decree and declare over her that no weapon formed against her shall prosper in the name of Jesus, but that she is healed from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. I also speak the same declaration over Kendra Carter right now, Father. I pray right now that you would just touch her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. I decree and declare that every single thing that is in them that is not of you, that we bind it right now at his roots, and we tell it to flee, to go away right now in the name of Jesus. And for every family who is experiencing bereavement during this season, we ask, God, that you would be their comforter right now in the name of Jesus. I speak peace and joy in their lives, Father. And so we thank you for victory, which we walk in victory each and every single day. And victory is ours in the name of Jesus. I decree it and declare it in the matchless, mighty, majestic, and marvelous name of Jesus Christ, our wonderful Lord and Savior, I pray. And I thank you for the word that you gave Dr. Vanessa to give to us this day. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. So we thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Please go back and listen to the replay, 712-432-1085. The access code 957-677-pound. We will be heading over to Wellness Wednesday on the new morning motivational call with the phenomenal Flanagans. That number is 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-POUND. Save the date for March 9th, 10th, and 11th for the Artist Life Extravaganza 2018 here in the beautiful city of Los Angeles, California. We want to see you all there. Don't forget, registration is $29. If you're an artist distributor, then you could go into your back office. And if you are not, please get back with the person who invited you to this call, and they will make sure that you get registered too. Thank you so much to our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, and to our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for bringing us that message this morning. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, woman of God, and can you please come back to the line and give us our benediction for this day?
Thank you so much. Spirit of the living God, we thank you that we do have a mind and an understanding and a humility and a posture of praise to ask you to divinely intervene in our lives today. Father, speak to our hearts. We're open. We're willing. We will hear and obey your instructions. Father, we ask for your blood hedge of protection to be around us in our going in and our coming out this day. We ask that you give us the strategic setup, the Holy Ghost hookups of bringing those least of these who need a word from you across our paths. And we will open our mouths and share about your goodness and your glory. God, in this season, we will never forget the reason for the season is a happy birthday, Jesus. So we ask that you keep that forefront on our minds. So as we leave this call, but never your presence, we go out understanding our authority, our assignment as we activate your will in our lives and in the land. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Let's go out and be his ministers in the marketplace today. Be blessed. Bye-bye.